I'm nervous.
Hello, my name is Shannon, and I'm here interviewing Nicola Sturgeon. Welcome to Hollybrook. I hope you're enjoying your visit.
I'm having a great time. I love coming to Hollybrook, and it's great to be here for the launch of your new radio station.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. Do you mind?
Are they hard?
No.
Okay, I'll take the risk.
What did you do before you were the First Minister?
Well, before I was the First Minister, I was a minister in the government for health, and then I was the Deputy First Minister as well for a few years. And before that, before I was ever in the Scottish Parliament, I used to be a lawyer.
All right. What is the hardest part of your job?
Being interviewed by you. The hardest part of my job is trying to do things to help people, and sometimes that's not always easy. But getting grilled by young, up-and-coming journalists, that's always tough as well.
Alright. What is the most interesting place you had to visit as Westminster?
I get to visit so many really interesting places every single day. I visit schools, and I visit hospitals, and I visit interesting businesses. So a couple of weeks ago I was at a business that in Glasgow that manufactures satellites that go into space, and that's really interesting. I've been to Hollybrook before and I had a great time here. So I think probably visiting schools is my favourite, and talking to young people and hearing about their hopes and dreams for the future.
All right. We heard that your favourite thing to do to relax is reading a book. What kind of books do you read?
I like lots of different kinds of books, but I like crime books, and Scotland's got lots of really good writers who do really gruesome crime fiction, so that's probably my favourite.
Okay. What was your favourite subject in high school? Do you have a favourite teacher?
My favourite subject was English, and I went to school, of course, in the days before we had fancy radio stations like this, but I liked English because I like reading and I like writing stories and stuff like that. But my favourite teacher was my modern studies teacher, and he was really helpful to me in when I was getting interested in politics. And, you know, your teacher, you should always listen to your teachers. A good teacher will really help you get a good start in life.
Okay. If you can do any job in the world apart from the First Minister, what would it be?
Oh, that's a hard one, because I think I've got the best job in the world. Being First Minister of Scotland is a pretty cool job to be doing. And given that I've been a lawyer, I've tried that out. So I don't know, maybe I'd like to be a teacher one day. Would you like me to be your teacher?
Yeah.
She didn't sound too convinced there.
Lastly, who is your role model?
I've got lots of different role models. My mum's a big role model, because she taught me to do things and to follow my dreams. I like lots of different people. And I think you've got to have role models and look at people who inspire you. But the best person to inspire you is always yourself.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you, you're a brilliant interviewer.